Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Bill Miller from the Redeemer Covenant Church on Morgan Road in Liverpool, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. The format that I've chosen to use for Pastor of the Day is question and answers. And I have a lot of questions today that may give or have short answers as replies. So maybe we'll get a lot of questions today. Let's see what happens. Jumping right in, I always imagined being a missionary overseas and believed it was God's calling on my life. But in this time of such unrest, it is either not possible or very scary. What are your thoughts? Well, the book of Acts that we read in the Bible was also a very scary time. Imagining is not the same as a calling. I would advise you to get advice from believers you respect and trust. You know, one night I had a dream that I took my family to Moscow in Russia. This is many, many years ago. And in my dream, I had no plan of what to do. I just saw myself arriving at the airport. And when I did, in my dream, some people came up to my wife and I and said, "We've been waiting for you. Come, we'll take you to where we need to hear the gospel." And I woke up from that dream. And I remember saying to my wife the next day, "Maybe this is God telling us that we should leave and just go to Moscow without any sort of plan." I think we had two kids at the time. And she said, "Well, you better be sure about that before we take off." And I wasn't so sure, so we never went. But I've often thought, I wonder how life would have been different if we just would have done that. So I would encourage you to ask God to lead you and then trust your leading. Next question, how should a Christian view sportsmanship? Well, sports metaphors are all over the Bible. Paul said, "I do not box the air, I run the race in the lane marked out for us. Called to live like Jesus first and win second." Let me say that again. Even though the Bible is full of sports metaphors, we are called to live like Jesus first and to win second. Winning at all costs or cheating is a very poor witness. Next question. I believe I am saved, but seldom feel that way. Why? Well, being saved comes from grace through faith. That's what Scripture says. There is a knowing through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Talk to someone who understands what being saved is and share how you feel. Make sure you understand what surrendering to Jesus means. Ask God to confirm your salvation through the Holy Spirit. Remember that feelings come and go, but our relationship with God is steadfast. All right, what does the Bible teach about money? Well, our attitudes and actions with money are important. Jesus taught a lot about money in many parables. We should talk about tithes and offerings. The Bible encourages us to tithe, and a tithe is 10% of your income. Not 5% or 90%, but 10%. And the Bible also talks about offerings as being on top of your tithe or different than your tithe. There's all sorts of different offerings. People gave offerings in the Old Testament when they were happy or when they were in trouble. I believe we as Christians ought to tithe, and we ought to tithe to whatever church family we belong to. And then we should be open to giving offerings to missionaries or to our church again, or to anyone we meet on the street. We should be willing and able to pull out our wallet and just hand cash to someone that we feel like God wants us to give money to. Generosity is a real sign of a strong believer. It shows that we trust in our future in God, not in anything else. So, and also remember that us becoming rich or being rich is not a top priority for God. I don't think he's against it, but it's really not his top priority. Another question. I'm a pretty good person. Why do I need forgiveness? Well, the problem is sin. Pretty good is not the same as holy. The only way to be rid of sin and the consequences of sin is forgiveness and God helping us to make good choices. I think of myself as a Christian. Why do I need to go to church? Oh boy. If you read through the Bible, you'll see that we were created to be in fellowship with each other. God made it so that we should be together, that we are needed. Each of us is needed by the other. We were made to be together. God said we need to be together, to worship, to fellowship, to both teach and to learn. Okay, how does God speak to us today? This is a big question. I'm trying to give short answers today so I can get a lot of questions in. Let me say that the main way that God speaks to us today is through the Bible. The Bible is our best, clearest example of God's word to us. Occasionally, God speaks through direct revelation. He just tells you something. Maybe you feel it, maybe you hear it, maybe, I don't know. I will tell you that 99% of everything I've ever heard God say, I found written in the words in the Bible. There have been maybe a half dozen times and I felt I actually heard the voice of God. And other times I felt I felt it, and it was from God. I think teachings today could be God speaking through us. Even friends, when they have a suggestion for us, could be God speaking to us. Okay, that was a lot of questions, and I'm glad that you listened. I'm Pastor Bill Miller, your pastor for the day from Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool. If you have a question, I encourage you to send it to Pastor Bill at myredeemer.com. Thank you for listening. God bless.